The sky is falling. Look out! Below! It's horrible, terrible. This is the perfect stuff for nausea. Rich McFadden is back. He's had a little nausea the last couple of days. Yeah. He and Jennifer Horn and I are here listening to all of this foolishness. These scaremongers on the networks talking about how the FAA is not doing its job. The air traffic controllers are falling asleep. And look at this. Mrs. Obama's plane just barely missed by 3 miles.
By 3 miles.
Another plane. It's just ludicrous.
This is the new shark story.
Oh, my God.
Remember all the sharks that were eating five years ago?
Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
All of a sudden, how many of these air traffic controllers that we are finding asleep, like they were never doing this before.
Before, right, exactly. It's the first time this ever happened. Yeah.
So wouldn't you be a little bit embarrassed coming up and saying that you're finding all of these people all of a sudden that are sleeping on the job?
More great government and...
What does that say about you as management?
It's terrible. Management is awful. Government involved in anything stinks. We all know that. And how else is your Wednesday going, folks, by the way? How is your happiness quotient this morning?
Happy Wednesday.
That's it. Happy, happy, happy days. You were, by the way, Jennifer, you know that you have been built to conquer whatever there is in your environment that needs to be overcome.
Yes.
You have been built to solve problems.
I am a warrior.
You have been built to achieve goals. You have been built to satisfy yourself, find happiness in life, to overcome those obstacles, to conquer, to get to the goals that you achieve. I was having this conversation with somebody.
So how do I do this?
I think, honestly...
And your point?
The roadmap here is to... the point... What do you mean with the point? Well, the point should be obvious to anybody who's not dull.
You can do it is the point.
That's
the Cliff Notes version.
Right.
That's it. We're going where?
The happiness that we all search for in our lives, the idea that we sometimes stagnate in a pond, that we just go and we drift. We drift because we allow ourselves to drift. I think the secret to happiness is having something important to do. And from that, there is a good byproduct. For example, this radio program. This is important for us to do. The byproduct is people are informed. They're hopefully happier, better off after they've spent some time listening to it. And if you look at all of the aspects of your life, can you say that from when you get up in the morning to when you go to bed at night, you have been happy? And if you answer, yeah, most of the time I'm happy, that's superlative. If you answer... Well, I'm only happy part of the time. Then you got to exercise a little leadership in your own life and figure out why it is you're not happy more of the time. And if you know, then why don't you change the situation? I can't imagine people go to work because they have to, not because they want to, in all too many cases. I go to work. I come prepared every day. I was telling somebody this last night. I really look forward to getting up in the morning. And even if I haven't had enough sleep, I look forward to getting on the air, helping you have a good day, expressing myself, sharing time with my friends, Richie and Jennifer and Roberta, who's not here this week, or any of you who care to people talk about exchanging bodily juices. We exchange...
That's not a good week for me to talk about this
substance.
One, right?
Yeah, but you don't have to exchange bodily juices to exchange. You exchange ideas. The idea marketplace.
I need to go to the restroom.
Richie's had a little problem.
I think I just caught your virus because I did too.
All right. Okay, you get
must
my
have
drift.
Been exchanging juice.
That's my drift. Drift. Yeah. My drift. You get the drift. Okay. So now, with that in mind, let's spend a few minutes talking about I try to get around the headlines of the day by being a little more practical. At least one hopes that I'm a little more practical, taking the information that's around now and seeing if there's a way to solve the problem. And because I look upon things not with sarcasm, but I hope with an open mind and an open eye, and I don't tend to run away from things that seem to be problematic, but... in the case of where we are now, the budget deficit, there's some silly little practical, they seem silly, practical ways. I was listening to somebody earlier this morning who really, really sounded intelligent, who really, really sounded like he was educated, and he wants to pay more taxes. So as I scream quietly, as I come to a slow boil quietly, thinking then out loud, how in the name of heaven can somebody who seems to be as intelligent say that you want to, it's okay with you to pay more taxes? When anybody who has any quotient of knowledge at all knows that we don't need to have more taxes, we need to, as Richie just suggested, have better management. Why is that such a hard concept for people to grasp? You need to have people running the FAA who, hello, duh, know what the heck they're doing. Not political appointees, but people who actually have a career in this and know how to manage people. And you can take the same approach with almost anything, where there is all kinds of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And the attack on, I was thinking about this on Sunday, the way America has gotten to where it is by developing ideas. People develop businesses around ideas. These small businesses become medium-sized businesses, and some of them get bigger and bigger. Some of them stay where they are. But you know, we have all of this time that's spent grousing about the CEO pay packages. Martha Stewart got $29,000 out of her company for a personal trainer. She pays $55,000 a year for a driver. Larry Ellison, who's the CEO of Oracle, one of the wealthiest guys in the country, has a $4,600 tab for some kind of security service. Why is that important to the people who are...
It's none of our business.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah. I don't need to know that. I don't care.
What is our business is if the head of the school district in your area has a chauffeur.
Right. Right. Or the fire chief has a chauffeur.
Or the mayor.
Correct. Or the mayor. Exactly. So that's the kind of stuff, it seems to me, that we ought to be challenging. And then instead of denigrating the people who are starting small businesses, creating jobs, I see any number of those.
And then are successful.
Yeah, there's a new little bakery in Framingham, my hometown. It's a Brazilian bakery, and the guy specializes in gluten-free baked products. There's a market there. I am concerned about gluten in my food, I don't eat a lot of baked goods, but I sure would like to have a gluten-free donut from time to time.
But you do like them, yeah.
I love them. Love them. And this guy's figured out how to make a gluten-free donut, say, just tastes just like a Dunkin' Donuts donut. Just like it. And it doesn't have any sugar in it. And it doesn't have any flour or anything that's going to make me upset. It tastes as good. Now, this guy, I would think, you know, not just a little local Framingham baker, but that's the kind of business that would, wouldn't you think most people who like donuts but understand that the glaze and all the sugar on it is really bad for you, so they don't buy... Or they don't go out of their way to buy a glazed donut. But if you could find one that didn't have excess of sugar and it wasn't going to impact you negatively, wouldn't you go out of your way to get one of those donuts? I sure as heck would.
Have you seen this new Jamie Oliver show, the British chef
Food Revolution?
Guy, Food Revolution.
I have just a little bit of
a great show. What a great show.
Yeah. There was a big problem with it in the L.A.
That aired up last night. That
what happened?
What he does is he tries to go into different schools and help them revamp their lunch menu in the school.
Really?
To make it healthier for
the
kids.
Chef Louis does with the... That's what Chef Louis does. He goes around various parts of the country and helps people revamp their menu. Okay, so what happens?
Right. So he goes into schools and revamps them.
Yeah.
So he goes to this L.A. school, and they're like, nothing doing. We don't want him in here.
There was a big argument.
Because?
And actually, the episode was held up because L.A. Unified didn't want the show released.
Why?
They finally, because it made him look bad.
So then they said, would it be okay with us to work with a home ec class and just talk to them about healthy cooking? Mm-hmm. So they say, okay. So then they go to film, and they're like, well, the kids can't mention their lunches here. You can't film anything about their lunches here. And if anybody even talks about the lunches here, we won't let you air it.
Wow.
So, and that's how the episode ended last night, is basically, you know, all you can do is make healthy food. But really, it's just a neat show. And he just goes in and just says, look, you have this, the kids like it, I can make it like this for the same price, and the kids like it.
He did it in, I think it was Kentucky, was it? It was someplace in the South, and he last season, and he actually went into the whole town to try to get, because it was like the fattest town in the country or something like that, and tried to get them all to change their habits.
So then,
it'd be interesting to follow, do the follow-up to see if it works.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So then after this, you know, they shut him down last night, he goes, let me get this straight. Your country went to war with my country so that they could have freedoms.
Yeah.
Now, I come here to help these kids use those freedoms, and they're getting shut down. He goes, if I were you as an American, I would be outraged.
Yep. I think we need to be outraged. I think this is one of the things that I'm talking about, how we get sold down the river by people who are trying to cover their butts. And that's all this is. That's all this is. What a great example. Thank you for bringing that up. Again, solutions to problems. Solutions to problems like this. You get rid of the people who get in the way. This guy's trying to help. I mean, yeah, he's trying to help himself with an interesting allegory connected to a television show he's doing. But, hello, there's a problem there.
Interesting side note.
Yeah?
Producer is Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Getting into all that stuff. He's very smart. Getting into all that stuff. Here's something else that's smart. Lumitone, L-U-M-A-T-O-N-E, make your eyes look years and years and years younger. If the area around your eyes today looks old, dull, tired, flat, Lumitone is the instant fix for that problem. Age-fighting cream that helps your eyes look bright, beautiful, and brand new. Dark circles, puffiness, bags, redness, all those things instantly fade from view when you put a dab of Lumitone under your eyes for an instant shimmer. It reduces the appearance of those dark circles. Works on all kinds of things around your eyes. Lumitone is free, free, free. This is our exchange for Roberta not being here. We don't have a Queen of Cheap to... I mean, we got a lot of things that we list in the Queen of Cheap box that are apparently relevant this week while she's gone. But here is a cream that's free. Just pay a little shipping and handling, and you can get it by calling 800-894-3302. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Call now, 800-894-3302, for your personal supply of this soft, unique cream. Use Lumitone around your eyes. Has a remarkable formula, better than anything else out there, so that within a few weeks you will erase the appearance of your puffiness in your bags. And again, it's free. Once you try it, we know you're going to like it. That's why they give it to you free to try it. Pay a little shipping and handling. Call 800-894-3302. The anti-aging eye cream is Lumitone. 800-894-3302.
It's springtime and the weather is getting warmer. Now is a perfect time to think about springing into good health with high-quality vitamins and supplements. Registered dietitian and NatureMade spokesperson Chris Rosenblum explains.
Dietitians agree that people have nutritional gaps in their diet. Vitamins and supplements are a good way to bridge these gaps, but it's important to seek high-quality brands that meet the highest standards of purity and potency. I always tell consumers to look for national brands like NatureMade that are rigorously tested and verified by third-party public health organizations such as the United States Pharmacopeia, which sets criteria for supplement quality standards. This spring, try NatureMade Super B Complex with a combination of essential B vitamins that work together with food to help produce energy and keep you active. In addition, taking a daily multivitamin like Nature Made Multicomplete can help fill nutrient gaps and keep you healthy so you can make the most of the warmer weather.
For more information about quality vitamins and supplements and to take a vitamin assessment, visit naturemade.com. This is John Hedlund reporting.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yes.
At DougStephan.com.
Ooh-ha.
To the question, what was the first number one song that the Four Seasons had, is playing in your ear right now. Crank it up, Richie.
Baby, Sherry, baby, Sherry, can you come out tonight?
Why don't you come out?
I would have loved to see you at that show.
I was moving around. I had a great time last night on Broadway, the original production, of Jersey Boys. And this story, by the way, I was asked this last night. This is a story of these guys.
It's a neat story.
It's a great story. Yeah. And they were, they're certainly not angels. They're guys from Jersey. And
the original Jersey Shore.
Yeah. in a manner of speaking. So this show, which lasts about 2.5 hours, I was saying to the person I was with, I didn't want to leave. I wanted more.
Right.
Yeah, you can sit
there for 5 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Listening to this music, and it is timeless stuff. The main thing is how old you are. The book that was written about Frankie Valli and these guys to sort of chronicle how they came up as teenagers from these areas of New Jersey that were not exactly the place you'd probably like to grow up, but they made the best of it. And all most people think about is the music. And it's, whether it's a television show, we've been talking about businesses here, what you see are the... Let's say you go into the bakery that I was talking about a few minutes ago, and you see the marquee, okay, come here for this kind of baked goods. So you go in, you don't know the guy's life story, you just want to know that he's able to bake stuff that you like. And isn't that true of all of the things that we encounter? We like the Four Seasons music, kind of though, like sausage. We like it, but you don't want to watch it as it's being made. So you don't really want to know the story of these four guys, because it's not really very clean. Valli is the cleanest one of the bunch.
Yep.
That's not really true, because Bob Gaudio is pretty clean. Nick Massey, not so much. Tommy DeVito is a pretty bad guy. And so they made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They had more number one songs than any other group in the history of American music. prior to the Beatles coming along. And they still hold the record today of having, of the American group which had the most number one hits of all time, of any group. And there are a lot of certainly wonderful, great groups in American music, not just the pop era that we talk about from, let's say, the late 50s to today. But when you get right down to brass tacks, this guy, Gaudio, my God, what a genius.
Yeah.
He could see in every single one of the songs, Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, My Eyes Adored You, Dawn, every single one of them, Big Man in Town, Stay, Let's Hang On, they're all autobiographical. Every single one of them tells a story that actually went on in the life of one of the members of the group, mostly Frankie, but other members of the group as well. That's what makes this so relevant and so fantastic.
You'll be able to tie it together into a story.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to see the Jersey Boys, you haven't, let's go see it. 28 after on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google introduced a new way to make its mapping service even more accurate in the U.S. Google MapMaker is a crowdsourced tool where users can modify roads and structures using an approval system. If enough people agree that your correction is accurate, the changes will appear on Google Maps. In other news, T-Mobile is rolling out a service that will let you make voice calls to your Facebook friends through the social networking site. Using Facebook's chat feature, the T-Mobile app called Bobsled will facilitate voice chat and messages internationally. T-Mobile plans to also release video chatting soon. And finally, a recent ComScore report reveals that Apple's iOS has a user base of 37.9 million people. This is almost twice the reach of Google's Android operating system, which has a user base of 23.8 million. Apple's larger numbers are due to having 6% more mobile subscribers than phones running Android. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here we go. The spring break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
Days program. You know what? When this program was conceived 23 years ago, I lay awake at night wondering what to call the program. Hey, you can imagine, Jennifer, how difficult it was for me to come up with the Good Day program.
That's right? A tough one.
Oh, it was really tough. A lot of work involved in that. Richie's back.
It was a toss-up between Good Day or Doug Steffen's Bad Day.
Yeah, so that's right.
It was a tough choice.
That's it, right. Speaking of having a good day, I'm having... My morning eatery consists of carrots and a Metafast Dutch chocolate shake. That's what I'm having right now.
You're going to have to lose those carrots there, sir. Yeah,
well, what's wrong with the carrots?
Sugar.
Sugar.
Carrots have sugar in them?
Yeah, it turns into sugar. Yeah.
Well, you got to have some. Carrots are good for yours. Yeah,
it's good for you, but not.
What are you going to have? What vegetable?
Green
broccoli.
Vegetables.
Broccoli doesn't have sugar in it.
But do you know that broccoli actually has, it's in the second category of having sugar, so cauliflower is better than broccoli.
I think I'm going to have a slice of pizza, actually. Cold morning.
There you go.
Pizza. A little leftover from last night. A veggie pizza. I have a little of that.
Good stuff.
The Burlington Mall, located in Burlington, Massachusetts, full of anxiety yesterday, as employees melted in fear. Police surrounded all the boutique stores. There were hundreds of police in the Burlington Mall because a man apparently had a rifle, and he was prowling the corridors of the mall. Suspected gunman identified as, I think his name was Shelley Bischoff, if I'm not mistaken. Employees, after seeing this guy, called the police, and everybody in the stores locked themselves in. They locked up the mall, shut it down. Hundreds of people in the mall got out. Tense moments before police declare the situation A-OK, all clear. And they rendered that decision after they figured out that, in fact, there was nobody in the mall that had a gun. This is, again, another example, I guess, of people, their anxieties, their fears, the stuff that we talk about every day, excuse me, the news media I apologize from time to time. My allergies, this is allergy season, and that's what you're hearing in my voice. Anyway.
We all have a little hunga bunga, as you would say.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
We're okay.
So how would you feel if you were in this circumstance? The situation was a complete false alarm. But some said they were happy the police took the necessary precautions. One woman who was shopping said, my feeling on this is better safe than sorry. Stores closed up. People ran out of the mall.
What caused the call? Who saw what that caused them to call?
This guy was carrying a guitar case, and somebody mistook it for a gun case. And that was what the whole thing was based on. Some employee in the mall saw this guy with a, you know, you've seen.
So they found the guitar. They found the guy with the guitar case, and they
right.
said, "Oh."
And inside of it's a guitar.
Yeah. Maybe I'm too much of a musician to think that I, you know, that's easy to, you know, decide what it is or not.
Well, I mean, So what do you do in this circumstance? Is there anything that will go on? I mean, you could say if I walk into the mall with a trench coat on, somebody could call the police worried that I'd have a shotgun underneath.
They should, because that's creepy.
Yeah, what? If I have a trench coat on? Thank
yes.
you.
A full-length black trench
yeah,
coat.
Yeah, that's
on.
Weird.
Yeah, okay. So there it is. That's what our society's become, folks. That's it in a nutshell.
Flasher.
And this was all over the news, the Boston news television channels last night. Scary moments at the mall.
Hey, are there flashers anymore?
I hope so.
I do, too. Remember, I mean, that would be, like, the big thing in the 80s, to the flashers.
Flashers, yeah.
I mean, now there's Internet, so I guess all the skeevy people can just stay online.
Right, yeah, right.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, anyway. He was
your
just
flasher,
carrying...
call us.
Yeah. By the way,
I'll be in L.A. next month, Jen. I'll stop by your house.
The same sort of thing could happen. The umbrella, if you have an umbrella, you can't, I've had an umbrella in my coat here.
Exactly, that's why you shouldn't be walking through the mall.
Yeah, the guy in the mall had an umbrella and a guitar case. There it is, he's ready to shoot the place up.
I heard a story on the news where a six-year-old kid apparently brought his, I guess his parents' gun.
Did you hear that story on the Seven Good Days
show?
We
were talking about that earlier.
Okay.
A six-year-old. In the hell is a kid doing with a six-year-old gun?
That's all. We know all that. But, you know, now, okay.
But thank you for discounting my passion.
Well, no, I mean, that's the obvious.
Right, thank you.
But now they want to put the, metal. There's, you know, some parents are going, we want metal detectors in the school.
Right, for a six-year-old.
Like, this is going to happen on a, you know,
a daily
annual
basis.
Or monthly or daily basis.
Yeah. Parents are crazy, too. Yeah, it really is. The world has gone... Mondo Bizarro.
Kindergartners having to go through a metal detector to get into school.
What does that say about our kids? No wonder they're all...
or our parents. How's that?
Yeah.
Crazy. More and more crazy stuff. All right, so now let's see here. Roberta's not here, so we can't do a Queen of Cheap. Although I will tell you that there is something. Yesterday, when I was going through my new iPhone, I don't have the actual iPad, rather... I don't have it, but I was looking Jeff Schwartz, who runs the New York office with which I am affiliated, and that's why I'm in New York doing some work with them the last couple of days. He has an iPad, and he was showing me all of the various apps, Richie, that are on the iPad so that I can be prepared when I get mine.
Well, we're going to start you out small and then add as we go along.
All right, Richie. I'll
just
take
you
for
some
it.
Basics.
Yeah. There is a Kindle. He showed me all of the little things that are on there, including when you use the Kindle. He's reading a book, and when you hit the screen,
it
turns the page like you are actually turning a page.
And
it's
you
amazing,
want to know the best
it?
Thing?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like hello.
The best thing is all you have to do, Doug, is download that Kindle app, and then you can get all of the classics for free. So you don't have to pay for anything. You can pay to download books if you want, but you can get a whole bunch of books for free.
Well, Amazon has cut $25 off the price of their new Kindle reader. It used to be $114, I guess. No, it was $100. It's the new price,
$114.
It was $139 before. But why would you get that if you have, my question would be, why would you get it if you have an iPad? And how do they make money on this? How much does Kindle get out of having the Kindle app on the iPad?
Well, I mean, people who don't want a full notebook computer or tablet computer, they will just go out and buy the Kindle just for books because it's $114. They don't want to spend the $500.
Oh, from the I see what you're saying. Yeah. All right. So does that mean the Kindle gets a piece of the pie, a piece of the price on the iPad? Is that how that works?
No. That means that if you download books and pay for them, they're going to get that.
All right. Okay. So now I'm tying all of this together, as you'll notice, very cleverly. That's if I'm nothing else.
I'm watching.
I'm clever.
That's
okay.
Right.
Richie says, what's the point? Where are you going with this? So here's the I had a study done. I commissioned a study of the Good Day website and of, kind of how we're interacting with Facebook and some of the other
social media. By commissioned a study, you mean we all looked at it and told what we thought, right?
No, actually, I have somebody who actually worked at it. We're going to have a big powwow next week, boys and girls, and we're going to be talking about this. So I'm looking at the things that people can do, the activities on these iPads, or the things that people can do just with Facebook alone or some of the other interactive things. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands. That iPad that I have can do hundreds of thousands of things if you have the right apps for it. And that's what blows my mind, how you can do this stuff, how this all works. It is beyond what most people can comprehend. I really think that's true.
I had my first issue with any Apple product last week, and I had a call for service. And
you said that's why you wanted me to get the Apple product, because I can go get it.
I call in some guy named Steve answers
the
phone, who's in Colorado. They were in Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
Guy spent 40 minutes on the phone with me and just chatting it up, as we're waiting for something to reboot or download, we're talking. And he's telling me about some of his customers that he's dealt with and the apps they have. He was telling me about one, 20-something-year-old girl, I think it was, who had an iPad or an iPhone. She had 3,000 apps loaded on her phone and was wondering why it was running slow. I'm like, and he and I were talking, how would you even remember what apps are there and how to use them? Then he talked to another 18-year-old kid or something like that who had had an iPhone for 24 hours and already had 1,000 apps downloaded on it.
What are they doing with their lives?
When did you sleep, eat, or go to the bathroom?
All right, so here's the 2020. I'm a little late for this, but we'll try it anyway before Jennifer gets to a television report. Here's the 2020 quiz. Ready? This is, a 2020 tech quiz. What is Picasa? 800-510-QUIET. 800-510-8255. The one, there are two. Well, I'm learning.
I know.
And I think this is good.
You're excited.
I am. Right, exactly. Okay.
It only debuted about 7 years ago.
Don't get too carried away with your own.
I don't use it.
Knowledge.
There's another one that I like better.
There's one that is used that's more well known. That's right.
That's the one I use.
There is another one. So I want you to tell me what this
sounds like a disease.
App is for.
I've got that too.
Okay. All right. So what is Picasa? P-I-C-A-S-A. What is that? And how is it used when it comes to a, how do I best say it without giving it away? It's an app that can be used on an iPad, computer, or iPhone.
Yeah,
or whatever.
800-510-8255.
What is Picasa, and have you used it, or do you use it? There's the question of the moment.
Bonus calls for what app you think Doug should have on his iPad. 1-800-510-8255. Okay. What app is a must-have for Doug to have on his iPad?
Right. And Richie will take notes, and he'll have mine all fixed up.
We were trying to decide last night which ones we should preload for you.
All right. Now, there you go. Now you can work on that, and I'll be a happy camper. 16 before the hour. Today, the Pro Flowers Special, the brilliance of these people. It just every year, as I talk about Pro Flowers when it comes to the various holidays, Mother's Day is a couple of weeks away, and they give you the opportunity to early on pony up and get something special. So today only, the special deal from ProFlowers.com for your mom, your wife, your grandmother, your sister, whoever it is that's an important woman in your life. The important thing is for you to take advantage of this. If it hits the right tone or note with you, I suggest you call 800-PRO-FLOWERS or you go to ProFlowers.com for today's special, a bright potted pink orchid. $19.99 plus shipping. You heard me right. A bright potted pink orchid, $19.99. Perfect gift for moms. You love flowers or plants, or she does, more importantly. If you've never tried Pro Flowers before, here is your chance. They'll ship it fresh anywhere in the U.S. You don't need to live nearby. $19.99 plus shipping. Upgrade the offer by having the orchid delivered in an adorable keepsake teacup for just a couple of bucks more. It's good only till midnight tonight. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention Doug, or go online to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, top right-hand corner. Type in D-O-U-G, Doug.
Joe, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
And now it's time for Letty's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Letty comes out and counts down.
4 days left till Easter. The grass is not always greener in someone else's basket.
This has been Letty's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate this season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical, Up with Bunnies.
We need a star.
Cassie Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
One life, a reason why we're here.
VeggieTales, 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, let's talk about what's going on in the world of television. Jennifer Horan has the inside scoop on a number of stories. Again, it's breaking news time.
Breaking news.
From television. All right. So I see that some advertisers are canceling their deals with ABC because they're so upset.
Excited.
All right, so
I
tell
know.
That story. That's an interesting story, actually.
Yeah, that's actually my top story today. Hoover, the big vacuum company, has decided to discontinue their advertising. That really sucks. Get it? But they're going to discontinue their advertising with ABC as early as this Friday because they're really? Very upset about the cancellation of the soap operas All My Children and One Life to Live. They've set up a full website and Facebook page, SaveTheSoaps at Hoover.com,
wow.
to gather support for the soaps and to send it to their contacts at ABC.
Yeah.
But if they can't save it, Susan Lucci from All My Children has big plans. She may end up in prime time, guess where?
ABC.
Yeah.
Designing
Housewives.
Oh,
wow. Wouldn't that be kind of fun? So she's in talks right now. The big stars of that show are really asking for a lot of money, so if they can't come to an agreement, she may be a good replacement for them.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of Running Wild on Fox Network with Will Arnett and Kerry Russell, the show's been canceled from Fox, but the final four episodes are set to air on FX Thursdays at 10 o'clock beginning on April 28th, so you can see the end of that season and that show. And Happy Days.
Yes.
Did
Monday,
you hear about
Tuesday,
this?
Tuesday, Happy Days, big time suit against
big
CBS.
Big time
yes.
lawsuit.
Really?
Five cast members of Happy Days were not paid royalties for their name and their likeness, so they've filed suit. Donnie Most, Aaron Moran, Marion Ross, Anson Williams, and the estate of Tom Bosley have all filed suit against
Happy
Days.
And by the
Happy
way, CBS says, yeah, we owe you the money.
I know. There's really not a big debate here.
No,
I know.
No, not at all.
I know, but, and they were, weren't they just on the TV Land Awards?
Yeah, there's a sitcom for TV Land, a spinoff of the Hot in Cleveland.
Yeah, we talked about Cedric the Entertainer.
Cedric the Entertainer, I didn't know that.
And he's going to be a minister.
You know, it's all over the place. The Daily Chat shows are all over Donald Trump. My God, they can't get
they
away
are.
From Donald
everywhere.
Trump. And Donald, he's so smart. My God, this guy. It's just as much
playing us like a fiddle.
Fun, absolutely. 51 after the hour. No backtracking here on Good Day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That's the familiar theme that welcomes in Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show on a lot of great radio stations around the country, city to city, actually nationally, a lot of great radio stations around the world at Warren's website, which you can check out by going to Doug Steffen's website, clicking on Warren's picture. See how we're all connected. Everybody's connected, Warren. Everybody is connected.
It's like Kentucky.
All right, let's, everybody's related. Before we get to Warren and his update, his report on things going on that'll help you deal with your pets, I'd ask for Picasa to be explained. Tony has called us at 800-510-TALK. What is Picasa, Tony?
Sounds to me like a little girly art program.
Okay. A girly art program. Now, there is something I hadn't thought about as an alternative. For the no, that is not correct.
It is kind of arty, but, and girls can use it.
Yeah, that's true, but it's a little more specific than that.
You're allowed to use them computers these days.
Yeah. Patrick, what's Picasa?
It's an online photo sharing site.
It is. You use it?
Sometimes.
Do you prefer?
I usually use the other one also, but
Flickr.
Yeah. I use both.
Yeah. Flickr's the one.
Flickr is the one. But Picasa is apparently, I guess, the some people think it has higher quality than the
It's got some advantages, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I went through this about a year ago where you have to go through all of these sites and just look at all of the features and decide which one is best for you. You know, mine was based on, okay, I have a Mac. It will upload directly to a Flickr. I have a Yahoo account already, which owns Flickr, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. All right. Good job, Patrick. Hold on just a second. We'll send you a swell Doug Steffen prize.
Good job, Patrick.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here with a couple of things, including a man getting arrested for barking at a police dog. This has the world talking about whether we're going down faster than the Roman Empire. Can you imagine anybody in a Roman? I'm just thinking about that. The Romans, we had the
did they
the
roar
dogs
with the
around.
Lions back in those times?
They had the Romans had the big mastiffs.
Yeah.
The Romans worked with mastiffs.
Yeah, so they bark at them?
I wasn't there, Doug. I don't know.
Congratulations, Warren.
Let me ask my parents.
Yeah. Or then, that reminds me. Somebody, we were talking about dogs yesterday at the office here in New York and bulldogs and stuff, and trying to figure out where all these breeds came from and how long they've been around.
Why what planet?
No, well,
they came from Pluto.
All right, so let's just say that I'm deviating from that at the moment, just to find out how long it would take to develop, let's say, a bulldog from whatever the source might be, or a collie, or a lab, or whatever, you know, and in going through whatever process maybe some people go through, how long does it take to develop a breed?
It all depends on exactly, you know, every breed was developed for specific reasons, except for the newer designer breeds like the Puggles and things like that. Mm-hmm. But Rottweilers, for example, Dobermans, for example, the Great Pyrenees, for example, they all were for specific reasons. For example, let's take the Great Pyrenees. They kept breeding dogs and dogs and dogs till they came up with a large dog that was white so it would blend in with the snow of the Pyrenees Mountains, but also has an extra dew claw on the back. That's that higher dew claw. It's called the snowshoe. Yeah. They bred that specifically into that breed so it can negotiate in the snow. So it takes several generations.
That? How do they know how to do how do you do it?
Well, a lot of it was trial and error in the early days, but then in early parts of Germany, for example, they wanted the Doberman, so they wanted to be faster, so they bred Greyhound into the Doberman to make them faster. So it takes generations and generations for them to actually
do it. So, Warren, how many original breeds of dog naturally were there?
Probably one.
Really?
How do you get to two about it?
But you go to some of those ancient breeds.
Had to be more than one.
Well, if you go to, you know, Egypt, you have the Abyssinian hound, you have the Pharaoh hound, you have so many breeds of dogs that were back then that were used for coursing, you know, Gaisons, dogs. You know, there's dogs that hunt with their eyes. They're called Gaisons, and there are dogs that hunt with their nose. The original dogs were more of the eye-hunting dogs, the desert dogs. They hunted with their eyes. And I guess over time and time, as they went into Europe, they started getting sheep herds, and they needed herding dogs. So they found one dog that was good at herding, and they bred that dog to this dog, and just one after another, it started to happen.
All right, here's one more reason to really not like the Iranians. Why?
Well, they're banning dogs. The Muslim community believes that dogs are the dirtiest animal on the planet. As a matter of fact, I did a report years and years and years, not that many years ago, just a couple of years ago in Chicago and New York, where cab drivers, Muslim cab drivers, were refusing to pick up seeing-eye dogs based on the fact they didn't want dogs in their cab because they're filthy and they're dirty, and there was some battle going on about it. Get over it, you know what? Maybe if they had more dogs, they'd be a nicer country.
You know, one of the things I was thinking of, and I didn't do it yesterday because it isn't a long walk from the apartment to the office. I was thinking of putting Charlotte in a cab because it was raining. Maybe I'll try that today because most of the drivers are from...
Uh-oh. There you go. Hey, by the way, next week, great topic, your dog's rebellious teenage years.
All right, that's next.